meeting to order in order to have the meeting. It does not violate the open meeting law, in my legal opinion, over the fact that it is a non-action item. It's ministerial in nature. The actual agenda package has the date at January 16th, time, 10 a.m., and the place of the meeting, which is in this courtroom. So with that, Chair, take it away.
Oh,
and the time is, wait a minute. Let me get back there. The time is 10:04.
I thought I got ousted for a minute.
Thanks.
No.
Yeah. I guess I retire.
You're live and I have everybody admitted.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm just trying to get my electronics to work here. So. That's all right. Thank you. Thanks. I'm going to have to run off my phone for a second. All right. We got the call to order taken care of. So if you can all join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. On to item number two is public comment. Public comment will be taken at the beginning and end of each meeting. Public comment will also be taken after each agendized item. So with that said, is there any public comment today regarding items that are not on today's agenda? If you have any public comment, please come up, state your name for the record. For those on Zoom, you can use the raise your hand feature, the chat feature, and for those that are dialing in, you can use *9 to raise your hand, I believe. All right, not seeing any public comment. We're going to move on to item number three, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the agenda for January 16th, 2024. County Manager, do we have any changes to today's agenda?
We do not. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Wonderful. Commissioner Gilman, you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I'm good. Thank you.
How about public comment regarding the agenda itself? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number four. This is also deferred discussion and possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes from the December 5th, 2023 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments about those minutes?
No, thank you, sir.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No questions.
About public comment regarding those minutes? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes for our December 5th, 2023 meeting as presented.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number five, this is for discussion and possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes from the December 19th, 2023 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments about those minutes?
None, thank you, sir.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No comments, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding those minutes? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes from our December 19th, 2023 meeting as presented.
Second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number six is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about the consent agenda?
No, sir. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Nope. Just want to say thanks to Justice Peace Harrington for the quarterly report.
Indeed. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
I move to approve today's consent agenda.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number seven is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of resolution number 24-717, recognizing and commending Story County employees who have served 10 or more years of service to the county, and might I add some elected officials as well.
All right, thank you, manager. Thank you, Mr. Chairman Austin, Osborne County Manager. For the record, I'm going to give the presentation today on behalf of the Human Resources Office that is absent today, definitely for an excused reason. So pretty much as it says on the agenda, we'd like to commend two people who have been with Story County for 10 years or longer, that being District Attorney Ann Langer, who's our elected representative, and Dory Nevin, working now with the Sheriff's Office. So we do have a resolution that we'd like to read into the record, as well as a kind of a nice gift for both of these individuals.
Take it away.
All right. So this is resolution number 24-717, a resolution honoring 10 or more years of service to Story County. Whereas the aforementioned members of the Story County team have provided 10 or more years of service to the community of Story County. And whereas is the aforementioned are dedicated to their jobs and duties to the community of Story County. And whereas the aforementioned are gracious and giving of their time and expertise. Therefore, let it be known to all that the Board of Story County Commissioners do hereby commend and honor the aforementioned members of Story County team for their dedication and service to the people of Story County, Nevada, this 16th day of January, 2024, passed and adopted on the 16th day of January, 2024, by the following, of course, of commissioners, if they so choose. And this would, of course, be for District Attorney Ann Langer and for Dorian Nevin.
Thank you, County Manager Osborne. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments, sir?
No questions or comments. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, sir. Happy to make that motion.
All right. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 24-717, recognizing and commending Story County employees who have served 10 or more years of service to the county.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you both to Dory and DA Langer. Much appreciate your efforts. You ready for photos? Well,
all right, I'm going to give her many years. Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Practically yours truly.
Not even.
All right, on to item number eight. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of resolution number 24-718, recognize and commending a Story County employee who has served 15 years of service to the county. County Manager Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne, for the record, as I stated before, I'll be acting on behalf of the Human Resources Office for this item today. So what we have here is explained in the agenda is a commendation to an employee that's been with the county for 15 years or less at this time. And that employee is Daniel Gong with the Sheriff's Office.
Great. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments, sir?
Congratulations all around. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Mitchell.
Good to go.
All right. Any public comment? All right. Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Mr. Yeah. Chairman, as a resolution, do you want me to read this in the record?
Sorry.
Okay, not a problem. Please. So resolution number 24718, a resolution honoring 15 years of service to Story County, whereas the aforementioned member of Story County team has provided 15 years of service to the community of Story County, whereas the aforementioned is dedicated to his job and duties to the community of Story County, and whereas the aforementioned is gracious in giving of his time and expertise, therefore, let it be resolved known to all that the Board of Story County Commissioners do hereby commend and honor the aforementioned member, Daniel Gong, of the Story County team for dedication and service to the people of Story County, Nevada, the 16th day of January, 2024.
Thank you. We already did a motion. All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 24-718, recognizing and commending a Story County employee who has served 15 years of service to the county.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Yeah. You guys all look so ready when you're taking those pictures these days.
Oh yeah, we're getting good. All right. Thank you again for everybody that was recognized today for their time and dedication to the county. Much appreciated. We're going to move on to item number 9, which is committee and staff reports. No action, no public comment will be taken. We're going to start off with the Sheriff's Office. Thank you. How about the Fire District?
Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Lockhart for the record. Just one quick update. We'll be trying to burn the slash piles out at District 72, which is the Highlands, this week. Just weather dependent, but sea smoke. We'll try to keep everyone posted so they know that's where it's coming from. And I'll take any questions if you have it.
Appreciate it, Chief. Commissioner Gilman, any questions for the Chief?
No questions. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
I don't have any questions.
All right. You guys have your work cut out there.
Yes, there's a lot this year. Kudos to the residents out there. They've taken a lot as long as Ms. Wells, our fuels program. So large slash piles this year. Lots of fire.
Indeed. We have gotten the word out. So you shouldn't receive too many calls. How about Public Works?
Morning, Chairman, Commissioners. Jason Horsbeck for the record. Just quick update. As you guys know, our storm that hit us last Wednesday, Thursday, came in hot and heavy over the evening. We split crews this time. Half of us did days, the other half did nights, and seemed to work out really well. We got more compliments than complaints this year, so.
That's a win.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got to ask, did you get the blower out?
A little bit.
Awesome.
And not a whole lot, but yeah, a little bit on the effort part.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for Jason?
No questions. Thank you, Jason.
Mr. Chairman?
I was just going to comment, there was a lot of bellyache for people down in the valley around us about the post-storm conditions. I had to take my kid down Friday morning down to Dayton, and coming back up, it was an ice rink down there. As soon as we started climbing up 6 Mile, it was clear almost the entire way. And that was noticed. So appreciate the efforts. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. I saw you were out at the industrial park quite early. Fernley also, I believe, got a foot.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more, which is out of the ordinary, to say the least. So
yeah, we had about 12 to 18 inches out at the industrial park.
Yeah. I
finally left out there about 12:30 at night. So.
Well, at my house, about 6,800 feet, we got about 6 inches between 7:30 and 8:30.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yep, indeed. Kudos to you and the team. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. About operations and projects coordinator, Mike Northern.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Nothing to report today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Our faithful business development director, Laura Mather.
Thank you, Laura Mather, for the record. Honey Coughlin and I are currently working on our 2025 federal community project funding requests. As we go through this process, you'll hear us talk about it at each of our several of the commissioners' meetings. It's certainly not because I like to hear myself talk. It's because depending on what projects we are granted, we will have to go back and show copies of the minutes that we have talked about these projects publicly. So we'll be speaking about them periodically through the process. Our first 2 years, we were very successful with these requests, and so we want to keep that momentum going. And so we're working with department heads to come up with those projects. We typically like to submit six. First year, we got three. Second year, we got two. So we'll see what we get in 2025. And that's the end of my report.
Thank you, Laura. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Laura Mather?
Thank you, Laura.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Thank you again for that update. On to the person who officially wears more hats than I do. I don't even know what your title is anymore, honey.
Honey Coughlin, for the record. For the grants management portion, currently we are working with several. Our Long Valley Creek flood study grant with FEMA, that one is actually closing out. We're getting very close to being done with that modeling grant that Kathy had set up. And that is really happy that it has progressed as quickly as it did. For our current Historic Preservation Fund grant, we are doing phase two of the Comstock Historic District Survey. At this moment, I have done an unofficial solicitation for kind of request for proposals to get, we need a historic preservation consultant who knows the type of work that needs to be done. So that is underway right now. We received all of our solicitations, I guess you would say, on Friday, and I'll be reviewing those with the review committee, and then we'll choose our design firm. And then that chosen firm will work closely with the Comstock Historic District and also with the SHPO. And then the person who takes over grants management will just be overseeing the entire project. And then for the fairgrounds, we are at 30% completion for the surveying and mapping portion of that project. All of the preliminary work has been completed, and so that is moving forward as well. The Lockwood Senior Center, we have begun going out for permitting for that, so that project is actually moving forward. It's a little slower than I know everybody would like to see, but we have some momentum on that. And then Fire Station 71, we are also making some progress with that and going out for appraisals for what needs to be done for that. And that is the end of my report for that.
Thank you, honey. Anything else before I ask questions?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Just later.
Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for honey?
I do not. Thank you, honey.
Ms. Sherman Mitchell? Thanks. All right. Thank you again.
Thank you.
On to our emergency manager.
Morning, Commissioners. Autumn Wilson, Director of Emergency Management, for the record. Several updates. I'll try and make them quick. Our LEPSI meeting, Local Emergency Planning Committee meeting last week, was a huge success. Since I've been in this role, that was the best turnout and best engagement we've had on that committee. Fortunately, we had Jason in the room because a lot of the punching bag was towards road conditions. And he was able to clarify that it was against MDOT's roads, not our roads. So we were able to clarify that. Laura was also there, which was an awesome opportunity because some of the businesses are interested in trying to donate some equipment to the county to help with the road clearing. FEMA projects have stalled from last year, the storm damage projects. After the disaster in Maui, FEMA Region 9 pulled all of the specialists to Maui, and most of them quit afterwards. So my understanding is we have about two specialists to review the projects for all of Region 9. Story counties were the first one in Region 9 to have all of our projects turned in, and they are stalled right now. So I'm working with them to try and get an updated timeline, but it's looking like it could be several months before those projects start moving ahead again. So more to follow there. The Quad County Emergency Managers are going to be going to the Nevada Emergency Preparedness Association Summit in Las Vegas end of February. This is going to be really exciting because we're going to be some of the speakers there. And this is going to be a really good opportunity to get some spotlight on Story County and some of the innovations that we've got up here with emergency management, which ties into the next update, which is in Kansas. They're getting a new Panasonic Gigafactory. Their emergency managers for the two counties that'll have this Gigafactory have reached out to me, and they're going to try and come out here this summer to see some of the lessons learned we've done and how they could better prepare to have one of those Gigafactories on their site. So it's a really interesting time for us in emergency management right now with these Gigafactories. We're kind of the shining star in Story County because we're the first to have done it. And then finally, I'm working with the clerk and his office on the continuity of operation planning for election seasons. It's very different than a normal continuity of operation plan. So we've gotten the first draft in, and Jim Hendel and I are working on getting that finalized. We should have that ready in time for elections. Oh, sorry. One more. And finally, next Wednesday at 10 is a reminder, is that EOC training for all county employees. It is limited to county staff only just because of the sensitivity of what an EOC does. But all county staff are invited. It's on Zoom, 10 o'clock, and I'm going to try and make it worth your while as best I can. So thank you to everybody who signed up. And with that, I'll take questions.
Oh, wonderful, Adam. Appreciate the update. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Adam?
No, thank you, Adam.
You sure?
No, thank you.
All right. Yeah, appreciate the update. On to the Virginia City Tourism Commission. Morning, Chairman, Commissioners. Todd Tuttle, Director of Tourism, for the record. Just want to add to the accolade to going to Public Works for keeping the snow clear and their approach to keep the boardwalks. A lot of the little individuals were out there with snow shovels, keeping the walks clear and access passages to be able to get in and out from the berms that were built up. So great job getting that working and making it happen for the weekend. We have the 2024 event calendars completed. You can pick up a copy of it at the visitor center if you'd like to have one for display or just for review. The we're currently at the ABA conference, which helps promote bus tourism coming to Virginia City. A strong representation there for the Reno Tahoe territory and Virginia City itself. On January 18th, we have at 7 o'clock bingo at Piper's Opera House. It's become very popular with about 100 to 120 in attendance in bingo night. So if you're looking for a little fun to get out of the cold, certainly recommend it. Also, February 28th, we have Go West. It's being sponsored by the Reno Tahoe area. It'll be over at South Lake Tahoe. We've set up a special tour to bring those bus operators and international tour operators to Virginia City on the 28th. So look forward to that little adventure coming in with the bus and those tour operators that'll help bring those international tourists into the area. On February 10th, we begin our events once again. The 12th, from 12 o'clock to 5 o'clock, will be the Devil Made Me Do It saloon crawl. We've pushed that again back a little bit in the afternoon so that we have a little better stay, a little bit of better cooperation for staying for dinner and things like that. They've already started selling tickets and it's going quite strongly. Most of the packages that use the hotels are, from my understanding, sold out at this point. So strong response in making it happen. March 16th, from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock, is the 33rd annual Rocky Mountain Oyster Fry. Make sure you've got that on the calendar. There'll be a lot of delicious things to taste and try. And, of course, C Street will be closed for that day as we bring all of the activities out onto the boardwalk and area. The St. Patrick's Day Parade will be at 12 o'clock. So if you'd like to dress up in your best of learning, bring it, and we'll be part of the parade going down through. On April 13th is the Father's Daughter Day and Dance. And once again, three dances will be held. Most of those are already being sold out. There's only a few tickets that are left available for it. So we begin again, and we're excited for this event season coming up. Any questions?
Appreciate the update, Todd. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Todd?
No, thank you, Todd.
Ms. Sherman?
No, thank you.
Appreciate the update, Todd. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, moving right along to the Comptroller's Office.
Good morning, Jennifer McCain for the record. I just want to let everyone know that we are officially in budget season. I want to invite everyone, anyone who has any comments, wants to know more about this process, needs any clarification on anything that's entered or would like to add something to the budget specifically for the commissioners, please contact me. I also want to tag on to the snow removal with Public Works and add that for our little cottage, Roy and Jacob are finally doing much needed work in the yard next door. So we want to publicly thank them for all their hard work getting rid of all the unsightly weeds and dead plants and such, and you can get a little nicer place to walk up to. That's all I have.
Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for Jennifer?
No questions. Thank you, Jennifer.
Ms. Sherman? Thank you again for that update, Jennifer. Do we have our assessor with us today? Do not see her?
Do not.
Thank you. All right, let's move on to the planning department. Kathy Canfield.
Good morning. I just wanted to let everybody know that on January 25th at 5:30, we're having the public meeting on the Long Valley Creek Draft Hazard Mitigation Plan. That was kicked off with that community, I believe it was March of this last year. And so the consultant has finished all their work and we have a draft plan. And so we're going to go over that with the community. We've noticed each individual with a postcard that falls into the Canyon GID service area. So hopefully we're reaching out to everybody. We'll also put some things on social media also. So thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for Kathy?
No questions. Thank you, Kathy.
Well, Sherman?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks again, Kathy. See you down there. How about our recorder's office? All right, Drew. Thank you. IT department.
Good morning, Commissioners. James Dean, Story County IT Director. I've been working with the Assessor's Office and Janice Seddon on replacing a SQL server for that office. We got some special pricing from a vendor. We're able to save about $24,000 by doing that this year instead of pushing it under the next year's budget. We're doing a fiber upgrade at the new Lockwood, I don't know if it's a substation, but the Sheriff's Office building out there. We're upgrading the fiber from a 20 by 20 circuit to 100 by 100 to give our first responders and law enforcement much better service out there. Looking forward to getting that done. I wanted to thank Jeremy and his fire department staff for taking on the radio programming. They're going to add a programming laptop at Station 71, allowing them to program their own radios both here and at Station 75. And then finally, website update. We're looking at about a 30-day timeline to get cut over back to Civic Plus and get some of our stuff updated and get some better service for our constituents. That's all I have today. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, James. Commissioner Gilman, anything for James?
No questions. Thank you, James.
Vice Chairman?
No, good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you again, James.
Moving right along to the community development, Pete Renault.
Good morning, commissioners. Pete Renault for the record. Just keep it short here. Last week, I had three employees over in the SAC area for a seminar, certification courses. I've heard from two of the three so far that they've passed their testing. So tomorrow I'll find out with my third person. And that's all I've got for today.
Great news, Pete. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for Pete?
None. Thank you, Pete.
Mr. Chairman?
Thank you.
All right. Again, appreciate the update, Pete. How about Senior Center, Stacy York?
Stacy York, no new updates today. Thank you.
Thank you, Stacy. I see the judge with us today. Do you have an update for us? We're glad to have you. It's always a treat. All right. How about our DA's office?
Nothing today.
Thank you. County.
Yeah.
We're all thrilled. County manager.
All right. Thank you, Commissioners. This is Austin Osborne for the record. Just to let you know, our capital improvement plan that our team is working on together is getting close and will involve all the communities throughout the county. Also want to thank the Sheriff's Office providing full-time security in our offices. So it's very important. Thank you. And then we are still working on those town hall meetings to occur, particularly in Lockwood and in Mark Twain and the Highlands for the master plan update. We're trying to coordinate around a few different things. So we're on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Austin?
I do not. Thank you, Austin.
Mr. Chairman?
No, thank you.
Thanks again, Austin. How about the clerk treasurer's office?
I will have an agenda item for a little later in the meeting, but wanted to give a couple updates in addition to that. First off, the Board of Equalization will be meeting in this courtroom tomorrow at 2:30 in its first meeting of the year, and then there will be subsequent meetings if approved for February 21st and 22nd. So that's coming up. Also, we have elections coming up, as everybody knows. Sample ballots have hit or should be hitting people's mailboxes if you are a Democrat or Republican registered in Story County. And mail ballots will be dropping later this week and arriving in people's mailboxes again if you are a registered Democrat or Republican in Story County. As the primaries for the presidential preference poll that will take place on February 6th are closed primaries. And so it's only Democrats, those that are registered Democrat and Republican. In order to re-register, if you are currently registered as a nonpartisan or a other affiliated party, you have until January 23rd to change your registration to be eligible to participate in the presidential preference primary on February 6th. Of course, on election day or during early voting, there is also same day voter registration if you don't get it done by the 23rd. Early voting will be starting on Saturday, January 27th. So that's a week from this coming Saturday. Early voting sites will be in Lockwood at the fire station from 10 to 2 on Saturday, the 27th, and here at the courthouse in the Slammer from 10 to 2 on Saturday, the 27th. And then here at the Slammer, there will be early voting Monday, the 29th through Friday, February 2nd from 8 until 6 p.m., 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. So those are coming up. We're in the middle of it, preparing, and can't give enough, accolades to the staff, knowing that we're one down, but both Alicia Duke and Heather Faircloth are doing double duty to help us prepare for elections, as well as doing the normal activity within the office. In addition to that, district court, the enterprise jury management system implementation that this board has approved is going smoothly, working with the justice court. We're moving forward with that, and everything is going well. We also have our new district court judge, Judge Lewis, that will be here on Friday for introductions and familiarization around the court session that will be held here in the courtroom on Friday morning. We are also, for departments' understanding, we are implementing a new deposit process for departments bringing their cash and check deposits, credit card deposits in to the clerk's office. We need those every week by noon in order to make our deposit process to get them in the bank with a new pickup schedule. So that will be changing. We'll get a memo off to everybody via email, but want to make departments aware that we need to get those on a weekly basis by noon on Wednesday. And then finally, vehicle registration window. To everybody's chagrin, having it temporarily closed, we know that that is a hardship for our residents. We are working with the DMV and with human resources to get a replacement person to run that operation. Just want to reemphasize with people that the DMV doesn't move quick in qualification and training, but we are working as quickly as we can to get that service back up for our residents. In the meantime, walk-ins for Story County residents for DMV operations, specifically what we can do here, titling and vehicle registration, will be taken at the Reno DMV office. You have to go to the information desk, tell them you're a Story County resident, and they should get you a ticket to get in the queue. It doesn't mean it's going to be fast, but at least it's better than going and waiting for an appointment 6 weeks out. Any other questions?
Thank you, Jim. Two questions. Regarding the meet and greet with the judge, is that open to county staff, or is that just within your office and the new judge?
That's county staff here in the building, those who would like to meet the judge. Austin, I think you talked directly with the district court. Did they give a time before or after L&M?
Yes, I'd be happy to discuss that afterward with you all, and we can coordinate. I'm sure the commissioners will be certainly welcome for
yes.
this.
Yeah, I heard it's good to be in good with the judge. So let's know who that is. And then, Jim, one last thing that I do just want to make on record again. I've been asked personally, the DMV employee that we had here in the county was actually funded by county taxpayer dollars. So while they're a DMV contract employee, it is not funded by the state DMV. We caught a little slack for that, blaming the state. And I had to explain to them that it was actually a paid by Story County taxpayer dollars. So just want that on the record.
Right.
Thanks for your update. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jim?
No questions. Thanks, Jim.
All right, Vice Chairman.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. If we can get the time, that'd be great for the judge. All right. I believe I've covered everybody. If there's anybody in the audience that I missed for an update, please raise your hand or come on up. If there's anybody online, same offer. If you have an update for us, and it did not call on you, now is your opportunity. All right. Thank you again for everybody and your updates. Very much appreciated. On to item number 10 on today's agenda is board comment. I'm going to start off with Commissioner Gilman.
Nothing new today. Thank you, sir.
All right. I forgot to mention there's no action, no public comment on this. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
I don't have any comment. Thank you.
All right. Two things from me. I said it earlier during Jason's update, but really just want to point out what an outstanding job our crews do. Not to hammer on the state, but the state did a fantastic job on 341. Our county folks took care of my district, Virginia City, and everywhere else in the county. And I just definitely want to make sure that's on record. The other thing is that I'm going to ask that we recognize some folks in Story County that have passed away recently. I'm sure some of you know who Angela Mann is. She was very involved in this county. If I'm not mistaken, ran the Comstock Chronicle at one point in time. She has passed away. Also another community-minded individual that I had the pleasure of knowing was Tom Peavers. His wife has worked at the school, and Tom was always somebody that if somebody needed help, Tom would be there in a heartbeat. I believe his celebration of life will be in the first week of February. I apologize, I don't have the date. If we could just take a moment of silence for Angela, Tom, and anybody else that has passed away in the county that I did not recognize today, I would appreciate that. Thank you. All right, moving on to item number 11. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval to authorize Story County Business Development to reallocate $2,000 of budgeted and available funds from the capital outlay account to host regional attendees at the National Association of Counties Annual Legislative Conference. Laura.
Thank you, Laura Mather, for the record. Commissioner Mitchell and I will be attending the National Association of Counties Legislative Conference in Washington, D.C. the first part of February. We would like to take this opportunity to meet with other attendees from our region and host them to either a breakfast or lunch or appetizers in the evening. I'm still working on this process. Apparently not everybody is like me and does their travel plans early. So we're still working on who will be there. This didn't dawn on me when I did my original budget that this is something that I think would be a huge benefit for us in Story County to talk to, you know, again, kind of on a personal level with people from the surrounding counties. I have the funds in my budget. They just need to be moved out of a line item.
All right. Thank you, Laura. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments for Laura about this item?
I am full support, Laura. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
Yeah, I'd just like to make a quick comment about this. You know, when we go to events like this NACO conference, it has both an educational aspect, but also an advocacy aspect. And when we go, we're focused. We have specific objectives that are outlined. And we found that it's a way, and it has an atmosphere away from some of the daily tasks that people have where it's an effective time and place to connect with some of our regional partners. And so I'm supportive of this effort. I just wanted to make it clear that that when we go, this is work and not play, and that we use our time as effectively as possible.
Noted. Thank you very much. Is there any public comment regarding this item? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. Hi, Commissioner Mitchell. Move to approve the authorization for the Story County Business Development to reallocate $2,000 of budgeted and available funds from the capital outlay account to host regional attendees at the National Association of Counties Annual Legislative Conference.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you. And thank you for those additional comments, Commissioner.
Indeed. All right, moving on to item number 12, this discussion for possible action. Discussion and possible consideration approving payment to DP Operating Partners LP on July 1st, 2024, pursuant to the TRI reimbursement voucher number 2, an infrastructure reimbursement voucher for certain rail improvements in the amount of $781,101.26 to DP Operating Partners LP in accordance with the Story County Tahoe Reno Industrial Center Development Agreement. Comptroller McCain.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Yes.
If I may, I choose to recuse on this particular item in as much as I hold a pecuniary interest in the development agreement that is a part of your deliberations here. And so I will recuse from joining on the discussions or the voting on this particular item. Thank you.
Noted, Commissioner Gilman. We will welcome you back after this item. Thank you.
Thank you.
Comptroller McCain.
Good morning, Jennifer McCain for the record. This item was actually brought to you and approved by you for payment on during the August 1st, 2023 meeting. This agenda item is to specifically instruct the comptroller to put this in the budget for the next fiscal year. We, Ann Langer, on our behalf, has spoken with Germany Properties quite extensively, and they are agreeing to wait until July 2024 for this payment. So.
And just to add a few comments on that, Ann Langer, Story County District Attorney, I was able to talk to not only Mr. Dermody, but Jim Cavilla, who is his attorney, and they've graciously allowed this payment of the $781,000 that was vouchered out, I believe, in August to be paid July 1st, 2024 to avoid any sort of augmentation to a budget, and that we could clearly put it in the next budget cycle. So that we were, both of us were very appreciative of that. Just wanted to put that on the record.
Indeed. Thank you very much for that. Nothing else?
Nothing else.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments?
Just want to also express my appreciation for Dermody's flexibility in allowing us to do this.
Indeed. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve payment to DB Operating Partners LP on July 1st, 2024, pursuant to TRI reimbursement voucher number 2 and infrastructure reimbursement voucher for certain rail improvements in the amount of $781,101.26 to DP Operating Partners LP in accordance with the Story County Tahoe Reno Industrial Center Development Agreement.
All right, there's a motion. I'm going to second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you,
Jennifer. Thank you, Ann. And if they're listening, thank you, Dermody Properties. On to item number 13. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration of letters of interest and appointment of planning commissioner to represent the at-large position on the Story County Planning Commission. Kathy?
Yes, thank you. Story County received 3 applications for the at-large position for our planning commission. Staff was able to interview 3 individuals. All 3 people were qualified, and we thank them for their interest in being part of this. Unfortunately, we can only pick 1 person for the planning commission piece. So staff made a recommendation. However, the ultimate decision is up to the board on who they would like to select for that position. You were given the 3 resumes of the people, I believe, for you to review, and I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Wonderful, Kathy. Thank you very much. Commissioner Yeoman, welcome back. Do you have any questions or comments for Kathy at this time?
I do not. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions or comments for Kathy?
I don't have any questions or comment. I was impressed with the qualifications of all of the applicants and appreciative of them stepping forward to help in this role.
Indeed, it is not too often in a county of 4,000 that we have some qualified folks applying for positions. Before I jump on my soapbox, I noticed that all 3 applicants are here. Is there anything that any one of those applicants would like to say? There's absolutely no pressure, but I just want to give you the opportunity to speak before I ask for public comment and my comments as well. And anybody is welcome to come up, state your name for the record, please. I know we have 1 on Zoom and believe 2 in person.
Greetings, commissioners and staff. My name is Joseph Sharmison. I'm a resident here of Story County, and I'm interested in taking the position of planning commissioner in the at-large slot. I have interest in properties in both Virginia City and Virginia Ranches. My wife maintains a business here on C Street as part of the volunteer community. She provides a tax-free service for the senior center, a tax preparation service, excuse me. 18 months ago, then Planning Commissioner Brian Staples met me and had some, conversations about current events in the county relating to the Planning Commission. And I was very intrigued with some of the things he was discussing. He said to me at that time that he would be resigning at the end of his service term and recommended that I apply for the position. My background is in the construction trades. I was a general contractor, master electrician. I've project managed everything from small bathroom remodels all the way up to multi-million dollar government projects to green the war efforts in Afghanistan. I've served on committees and boards from the National Building Code Review for adoption of changes to building code all the way down to my own personal HOA. I performed expert witness testimony for both of those same subjects. In parallel with my professional career, I spent 21 years and was honorably retired from the San Diego County Sheriff's Department as a volunteer reserve, where there I had courtroom testimony duties, patrol duties, where I learned to apply law in a fair and equitable manner. Since the time of meeting Mr. Staples, I've attended almost all of the Planning Commission meetings in person, including the most recent one. I've engaged in dialogue with members of the community and asked questions about items that pertain to the Planning Commission and what their input and what I could bring forward to the Planning Commission. I've also discussed my interest and received positive support, if not endorsement, from Commissioner Lee Sterrett, Commissioner Alexia Sober, former Commissioner Brian Staples, former Commissioner John Harrington, former Commissioner and current Treasurer Jim Hindle, and Fire Chief Jeremy Lokar. I believe that my qualifications and experience, and along with those endorsements, pretty much should guarantee me a position, but obviously it's your vote, gentlemen. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Sharmison. Any other comments at this time? All right. And that goes for public comment as well. So what I'd like to say is I know staff works very hard. there are never any guarantees in life, Joe. But I've had the opportunity to know one of the candidates for about 5 years. I've had some lengthy discussions with candidate David Yenny regarding our district specifically, one that I think is definitely feeling a lot of pressure due to the domestic wells that we have out there. But Dave and I have shared many conversations regarding the industrial park. Again, my district, which is the Virginia City Highlands. I think that, you know, obviously, Dave and I think don't always see eye to eye. But
Mr. Chairman, before you go any further, did any of the other two want to make a statement?
I already asked that.
Oh, right. And they did not want to go up.
Correct.
Thank you.
Yep.
Sorry about that.
Thanks for throwing me off my game.
Yep.
So anyway, the point I'm getting at is I value staff's recommendation, as always. In this case, my choice for planning commissioner would be David Yenny. I'm glad that he has opted to step up. I don't have the opportunity to know the folks that or the gentleman that staff recommended. And I'll definitely make it a point to reach out to Mr. Negrete and introduce myself. But at this time, I'm going to have to go against staff recommendation and suggest that the board consider the candidate David Yenny as the at-large position for the Planning Commission. And that is the end of my statement. So at this point, I would look to either Commissioner Gilman or Vice Chairman Mitchell for any additional comments. If any one of you would like to entertain a motion, otherwise, not standard protocol, but I'm happy to suggest a motion myself.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a comment. I think, as I mentioned, I think all three of these candidates are excellent candidates. I think my initial impression was that Mr. Sharmison's experience and involvement is the most directly applicable to the role of planning commissioner. Unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to get to know Mr. Negrete either, but I'm open to hear what the rest of the commission feels. I'm happy to make a motion in whatever direction, but don't want to make a motion if there's clearly not support for a motion.
No problem. I appreciate that. Commissioner Gilman, anything?
Yes, sir. I will support your desire for David, and I'll look forward to the next motion moving forward.
Okay. Noted. DA Langer, is there anything taboo about me making a motion?
Great.
Love it.
I have checked with the replay division, and the answer is you're fine.
Wonderful. So with that said, I would make a motion that we appoint David Yenny to the Planning Commission. Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion. I'll defer to Lance.
All right. So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. I appreciate the support from my commission and the trust in my judgment. Again, thank you to all the applicants. Thank you to staff at the planning department for what I'm sure was a tedious task. Nothing gives me greater joy than to see more than one person apply for these open positions. Because again, having very limited pool to choose from, it really is wonderful that there is more than one person that applies for some of these positions we have. So thank you for that. Moving on to item number 14 is for discussion and possible action. Consideration of letter of interest and appointment of a planning commissioner to serve a term representing Precinct 4, also known as the Mark Twain District, on the Story County Planning Commission. Kathy.
Yes, thank you. So At the last meeting, you did appoint Adrian Baugh to a new reappointment for the Mark Twain area. She agreed to do that, but was wanting to step down and give someone else a chance, but we hadn't had any applicants apply for that. So she was willing to stay in until we found somebody else. So right now she is the appointed person. However, we did receive a letter from Denise Victorine, and we did interview her, and she impressed us with her qualifications and her history of volunteerism in the county. And we also reached out to Adrian, and Adrian gave her gigantic thumbs up for a person to consider. So if you are willing to appoint her, Adrian will resign her position, and this would be Denise would be the person we would appoint to the position.
Thank you, Kathy. I do have to point out, in this case, I'm going to go with what staff recommends. Ms. Victorine, if I'm not mistaken, was actually called out as one of our top volunteers. She has been involved with the county for, I think, 10 or 12 years, and has always been willing to lend a hand. So I'm glad that she has stepped up, because I know that Adrian has, I didn't print her a 10-year thing. I'm glad that Adrian is able to finally leave and take on other responsibilities like she has desired to do. So Commissioner Gelman, do you have any questions or comments about the Mark Twain appointment?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell.
I wholeheartedly support Denise taking this role. As you mentioned, she's been involved in the community for quite some time. My only question is procedural, and that is, since technically there's not an opening in this position at this time, should the motion be contingent on or somehow tied to the resignation?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, in accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to appoint Denise Thrower Victorine to represent Precinct 4, the Mark Twain District, on the Story County Planning Commission, subject to the resignation of the current occupant of that seat.
I second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Welcome, Ms. Victorine, and much appreciate the years that Adrian has been on the Planning Commission. Thank you, Kathy. On to item number 15. This is discussion for possible action. File map number 23-049, zone map amendment. The applicant is requesting a zone map amendment to rezone two parcels of land, zone forestry to I-2, also known as heavy industrial. No modifications to the existing site conditions are proposed with the zone map amendment application. The property is located west of USA Parkway at Story County, Lyon County boundary, Story County, Nevada, and has the assessor's parcel number 004-171-20 and 004-181-10. Kathy?
Thank you. So this is a rezoning application. It's for two pieces of property that together are approximately 1,500 acres of land. They're west of USA Parkway, right at the Story County, Lyon County boundary. This is identified in the master plan as a transition area from forestry to heavy industrial or to industrial. And the applicant has come forward with a request to rezone that at this time to the heavy industrial. At this point, we are not reviewing any kind of development proposal that's on this land. It's just looking at what the zoning of the land would be. This was heard at our Planning Commission on January 11th, so this past Thursday. It had a unanimous approval. There were six. We have one vacant spot, but unanimously recommended for approval. And there was very little discussion, just mostly on what the applicant's plans were, but those aren't really tied to what this rezoning application is.
Thank you, Kathy.
Oh, I should add, we did receive one email in support of the rezoning application that I believe has been passed out to you, and it's been added to our website too.
Noted. Thank you.
Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments about agenda item number 15, sir?
Comment, I'm fully in support of the amendment to the zone map on behalf of this applicant. Thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I'm good to go. Thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding this item? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, in accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, the finding of fact under Section 3A of this report and other findings deemed appropriate by the Planning Commission and in compliance with the conditions of approval, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve Zone Map Amendment File 2023-049 to rezone two parcels of land, Zone Forestry to I2 Heavy Industrial. No modifications to the existing site conditions are proposed with this Zone Map Amendment application. The property is located west of USA Parkway at the Story County-Lyon County boundary, Story County, Nevada, and has assessor's parcel numbers 004-171-20 and 004-181-10.
I'll get the second and then have you read the findings, Kathy. Sorry. There's a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. Kathy, would you like to read the findings?
Sure. So for the motion for approval, the proposed zone map amendment complies with all federal, Nevada state, and Story County regulations. The proposed zone map amendment will not impose substantial adverse impacts or safety hazards on the abutting properties. The conditions of approval of the zone map amendment require compliance with the applicable codes. The conditions of approval of the zone map amendment do not conflict with the minimum requirements in Chapter 17.35 I2 Heavy Industrial Zone or Chapter 17.03.220 Zone Map Amendments and Zone Text Amendments. The uses allowed by the new zone do not appear to cause substantial adverse impacts to the uses allowed in the abutting zones. Proposed zone amendment is in substantial compliance with and supports the goals, objectives, and recommendations of the 2016 Story County Master Plan. The proposed zone map amendment will provide for land uses compatible with existing adjacent land uses and will not have detrimental impacts to other properties in the vicinity. The proposed zone map amendment will not cause uses that will negatively impact existing or planned public services or facilities and will not adversely impact the public health, safety, and welfare. The proposed zone map amendment will not create any non-conforming conditions, such as non-conforming setbacks, distances, or minimum parcel area and width requirements. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. So there is a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy. On to item number 16, excuse me, bless you, is recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board. Bringing us to item number 17, which is discussion for possible action. Hey, is Brandy going to handle this?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Annual review and evaluation of the performance of Jeremy Longcar, Story County Fire Chief, for the time period of December 21, 2022 through December 21, 2023. The board may, without further notice, take administrative action against Jeremy Longcar, Fire Chief, if the board determines that such administrative action is warranted after considering the character, alleged misconduct, professional competence, or physical or mental health of Mr. Longcar. At the end of the annual performance evaluation, the board may modify existing goals and objectives of the fire chief's job, determine whether or not to provide a merit increase, bonus, or other compensation adjustment. Take adverse administrative action up to and including termination, or any other such action deemed warranted by the board. Is there not a nicer way to say any of that?
That always rolls off your tongue so professionally,
though. Oh, man, sure. I'm going to let Brandy take the floor here, our HR director.
Good morning, Commissioners. Brandy Lopez, for the record. Sorry, I'm not present today. I'm not feeling well. Jeremy has been noticed of all of his rights and has agreed to them. The evaluation format is the same as we've used previously, and it is up to the board and how you would like to go through it, whether it is item by item or holistically as a whole. Jeremy has also completed a self-evaluation that has been included in the packet for your review. If the evaluation is deemed satisfactory, Jeremy will receive a step increase consistent with the amount given to non-represented fire district employees per the job description. You can give him a performance-based bonus if you feel it is deemed appropriate. I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Brandy. Appreciate you making the effort to be here virtually, even though you're not feeling well.
Thank you.
This isn't our first rodeo. What was that? Oh, coughing. Wonderful. Anyway, we've been through this before. If the board is so inclined, I believe in the past, we have just done a general overview. If there is a desire this time to go point by point, I'm more than happy to do so. I will ask Commissioner Gilman, should we keep to our standard protocol and just do an overview? Would you like to go point by point, sir?
An overview, please, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Vice Chairman, are you all right with that?
I'm supportive as well. Thank you.
Wonderful. Commissioner Gilman, I will bow to you first. Is there anything that you would like to bring up at this time about the chief and his performance?
I would like to first thank the chief very much for his self-evaluation. I think he was forthright and sincere in evaluating his performance. I'm also prepared to support an evaluation of excellent in his performance. I find that he's been a exemplary fire chief for Story County, working very hard at building a staff and a department that has brought a lot of excellence to the support of all of us there in Story County. And so as such, I would be fully prepared to support a step increase for Chief Longhart at the end of our deliberations. And thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Your comments are greatly appreciated. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything at this time, sir?
Yeah, just a couple things. Jeremy, thanks for showing up for your annual whipping. I know it's a little bit awkward to do this in public. I also appreciate you taking the time to fill out that self-evaluation. I found it to be spot on and super helpful. Specifically, I wanted to mention that as a fire commissioner, I'm fully supportive of your noted efforts to impress the importance of community involvement initiatives and attitudes on the newer or younger staff members of the fire district. I think that's really crucial in maintaining the character of our community. And so I applaud that. I'm also in favor of giving a rating of excellent to your performance as fire chief. The one thing I didn't notice were any goals in relation to your mustache, whether you're maybe going to start a little earlier this next year and grow up bigger before it makes its disappearance with the new year.
Well, Commissioner and Fire Chief Jeremy Longhart, for the time being anyways, for the record. I'll ensure it always comes back October, November, and we'll push December a little bit.
Thank you.
Fair enough. You know, my fellow commissioners always do a wonderful job of taking the words out of my mouth. I too would give the chief an excellent rating. There is something, I've been on this board 5 years, Commissioner Gilman, you are going on 11, I believe. Vice Chairman, you've been here four. I think all of us can attest to the fact that, to me, the biggest testament to the job that the chief does is that there is virtually no more turnover in the fire department. We have made attempts to work on salaries, but I think it speaks volumes to the chief that his crew is happy. You know, the county invests a lot of money in training. And what has happened in the past is that we'd have a ton of employees for the first 2 years, then they would leave for other districts. To me, that is by far the most impressive part of your tenure as fire chief. I think it, again, speaks volumes about how you treat your staff. The fact that your staff respect you and have stuck around. Obviously, I appreciate the fact that the county isn't just training people and sending them off. But I've had the opportunity to get to know a lot of these guys. And For the first time, I don't see any new faces, really. Again, I think that speaks volumes on your performance. So in addition to what my fellow commissioners said, I am very happy with your performance, sir. Obviously, would like to keep you around for another year. So thank you.
Thank you, Board. And if I may just have just a moment, just add to this.
Please.
Although this is my evaluation, it really isn't that of just my actions. It's truly is my staff.
And as we've changed our hiring practices, have we modified and worked very diligently with HR and others to get our policies in order. It's been a long, just a long, hard road to hoe, but the staff are the ones that make it happen. You know, we provide the guidance, we monitor it, we make sure it's going to happen, but they're the ones that are actually boots on the ground, getting the work done. So if there's any other questions as far as stuff I've listed in the evaluation, I know that Commissioner Mitchell hit on one that is very near and dear to my heart, is that I'm always been a small town boy, you know, and it's keeping those values and enforcing that on people that just want the big city fire job. You know, they don't want to do the little things. I'm trying to bolster those little things because that's truly the heart of what we are here in Story County as a community. So,
yep.
Other than that, I have nothing else to comment on.
Thank you, Chief. Well said. I'm going to ask this time, is there any public comment? Not seeing any, I'm going to go to my fellow commissioners one more time. Commissioner Gilman, nothing else at this time, sir?
Nothing to add. Thank you.
Vice Chairman.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Are you prepared to make a motion, sir?
Marginally prepared.
Marginally. That works.
I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move at this time to conclude this performance evaluation for Story County Fire Chief Jeremy Longcar with a determination of excellent as to his performance and to award a merit increase as is typical.
I'll second that motion.
What were the last three words?
As is typical.
Okay, so typical, is that like a step up? Mm-hmm. One step? Okay, right.
Yeah, I can be more specific if needs be.
Please.
Yeah, to award a one-step merit increase to the fire chief.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Second that amendment.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Vice Chairman Mitchell. Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Thank you, D.A. Langer. There is a motion and a second on the floor. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Well done, Chief. Thank you, Commissioner.
You're welcome.
All right. Moving on to item number 18 is to recess to convene as the Story County Liquor Licensing Board. We're going to bring up our other board member here in just a sec. It's going to bring us to item number 19. Bless you. Which is a discussion for possible action for consideration and possible approval of the second reading for the on sale, off sale liquor license. The applicant is Jaswinder Singh, Comstock Meadows RV Park and Mini Mart located at 580 East Sydney Drive, McCarran, Nevada. Sir?
Sir, Deputy Frank Valdez, Story County Sheriff's Office. Last month, I completed an investigation on Mr. Singh. I found all information given by his personal references to be positive. Mr. Singh is currently a business owner in Nevada and has two liquor licenses in other counties in Nevada, all in good standing. I was able to find no disqualifiers based on these findings. Mr. Jaswinder has a good reputation in the county. I have no further information.
Wonderful. Thank you, sir. I will go to the sheriff. Do you have any questions or comments at this time, sir?
No.
All right. Commissioner Gilman.
Nothing additional. Thank you, sir.
Vice Chairman Mitchell.
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. I have no comments at this time. Is there any public comment regarding the second reading? All right. With that said, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. Hi, Commissioner Mitchell. Move to approve the second reading of the on-sale, off-sale liquor license. Applicant is Jaswinder Singh, Comstock Meadows RV Park and Mini Mart located at 580 East Sydney Drive, McCarran, Nevada.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again. All right. On to item number 20. This is to recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us to item number 21, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of a non-budgeted position in the Clerk and Treasurer's Office with the approximate cost of $38,300 in wages and $35,800 in benefits.
that may cause an augmentation at the end of the year. You have the floor.
Jim Hindle, Story County Clerk and Treasurer. Thank you, Commissioners, for considering this item. As we've talked individually at various times throughout the year, the world has changed for the clerk treasurer's office, and that's a combination of a couple things. First of all, the activity and the volume that comes through the clerk treasurer's office as a result of Story County growing and becoming more successful, as it has been, is increasing. And at this time, right now, the Treasury is taking in more receipts. We have greater activity out at the business park. The assessor's office is doing more, with puts more volume and responsibilities on us. Compared to that, the district court is also changing. And I don't know whether it's to give accolades or blame to our sheriff and our DA. But just one example of that is we're halfway through the year and we already have more criminal cases in the district court than we did last year. So volume in the various aspects, if I can make one edit to the staff summary in the packet, there are five main functions, if we have them listed there. In addition to the Treasury, the district court, we've also got basic clerk duties and records retention, records management, which is a challenge to us. We're working on software issues with that in terms of making our management of information more efficient, more productive. And that also then brings us to elections, which is another major aspect of the clerk's office. That, since 2020, has changed. It used to be that elections, you know, there was some miscellaneous daily voter registration issues through the year, but elections was basically two activities every 2 years. It's now a job that goes on every day through the year. With the Secretary of State's office tripling its size in the last year, that has created a lot more burden on the clerk's office in order to respond, as well as to implement issues that the Secretary of State is working on that have been promulgated from the legislature. As a result of that, we're looking to augment our budget for the rest of this year and then work through the budgeting process going forward to bring on an additional position within the clerk treasurer's office that will become responsible for elections on an ongoing basis. This person working with my direction will be a direct interface with Secretary of State's office. It will also be a direct interface within the community and within the personnel within the Story County government in order to coordinate elections, in order to plan elections, and in order to manage, to recruit and manage volunteers. This person would become a considerable asset within the office, being able to lead this on an ongoing basis and being able to take burden off people that are trying to manage Treasury, people that are trying to manage district court, and as we fill positions to do the DMV window and other clerk functions, to provide more breathing room for us to actually get the work done that the county expects us to do and that the residents expect us to be able to, on basically a moment's notice, walking up to the window to be able to perform. And right now, that is at jeopardy given the amount of volume of things that are going on. So I ask your indulgence with us. Comptroller McCain and Director of Human Resources, Brandy Lopez, have been working with me on this. They are both in agreement with this proposal, and I let them speak to themselves if they would like. The impact, again, just a little edit to the staff packet. The impact of this for the balance of the year would be $74,100 as opposed to what was listed there. However, we are running a surplus, or we're running behind the budgeted amount that we projected for this year for salary and administration, which gives us almost a $20,000 buffer in there, which means that the actual impact or the actual augment we are asking for is $55,500. For the balance of this budget year.
Thank you, Clerk Treasurer. Before I ask my fellow commissioners if there are any questions, Comptroller McCain, do you have anything?
Jennifer McCain, for the record, Story County Comptroller. I think it's important to add to what our Clerk Treasurer has said, that this management analyst position is at a grade 131, And where we've calculated our numbers is a 131 step five, just to make sure that we're letting you know worst case scenario. The possible approximate $20,000 extended budget was for things that didn't come to fruition that were budgeted last year. There's no, at this point, guarantee that that's the actual number of surplus that his department will have, as well as the $74,000 of actual impact. That's an approximate number, as I stated, depending on when the person is hired and what step they're hired at. The augmentation, of course, will come in June, and that's when we will give you the final number. Worst case scenario is the $55,500.
Okay.
That's all I have to add.
And if I may, add one more thing, Mr. Chair, we expect, or the plan is to go out and look for and recruit somebody who has elections experience. This grade and the level of responsibility we expect this person to fulfill would be able to hit the ground running and basically start day one with a background that would allow them to manage as independently as possible, without a with a minimum of training other than just in our own idiosyncrasies and processes here in the county.
Thank you.
We have idiosyncrasies.
HR Director Brian Lopez, do you have anything before I go to the commission? Take that as a no. Commissioner Gelman, do you have any questions or comments at this time, sir?
No questions. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
I don't. I had a question about kind of the financial impact, but that's been answered by the presentation, so I'm good to go.
Attorney, public comment. Afternoon, you.
Mr. Chairman, member of the board, Hugh Gallagher, Story County resident. A couple of things. 38,000 in salary and 35,800 in benefits is something has to happen with the benefits at some point in time, but that's the second deal. On my deal, I saw we're supporting materials, see attached, but I didn't see any attachments. That's so there's no attachments. Okay. From Doreen Backus through Vanessa Stevens through Dory Nevin, they accomplished all the tasks within the clerk treasurer office in an exceptional manner. They did this because they cross-trained. They understood the responsibilities of the clerk treasurer's office. And yes, I understand Jim's remarks about business growing, but it also had been growing through all of theirs. It's no secret that the secretary of, or the State of Nevada's district attorney has got a problem with the elections in Story County, but that shouldn't abide us from going from three or four full-time equivalents to five. DMV has been a problem forever. We know that it has been increasing forever, ever since Janice Eden had it downstairs, but all three of them down there understood the value of it. DMV, and then when Vanessa grabbed it, brought it upstairs, she got an extra FTE for that. So I don't mind giving Jim the help to get his house in order, but having another full-time equivalent along with DMV, I'm not sure with Treasury whether you're going to, you know, balance the checkbooks now or what. It's I don't mind it in the short term, but I'm definitely against it in the long term. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Appreciate your comments, Hugh. I do definitely understand you've been at the county quite a long time. I feel compelled to make a couple statements here. I don't know that the AG has any issues with elections in Story County per se. The other thing is the commission has worked extremely hard to ensure that employee retention is at the top of our list. So obviously, as one of the people that pushed for a better insurance plan
for the folks that do work in Story County. I won't say I take offense to that comment, but there are obviously many justified reasons why we've taken that approach. I have also heard from my constituents that, you know, geez, looks like the county's hiring employees. So I will just put it simply to all the departments. If you think we have too many employees, then I would tell you that you should expect to not, don't expect to get quick service. The county is growing almost daily. And I'm one to preach that, you know, we don't need to have a heavy government organization, but the reality is, you know, the workload is immense. I've been here 5 years. I've had the pleasure of working with a few other commissioners. And let me tell you, the old joke was, it's like drinking from a fire hose. Well, it's been almost 6 years now of drinking from this fire hose, and it is not slowing down. So for anybody that feels like we are heavy in the staff department, what I will say is it's easy to cast judgment until you're actually in the trenches every day. So with that said, I have no issues with the additional staff at the clerk treasurer's office. With that, I'm going to go back to my fellow commissioners. Commissioner Gilman.
Nothing to add.
Any questions or comments? I'm going to ask the comment one more time.
Dad, Mr. Chairman, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman, anything?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that, you know, it, having been heavily involved on the legislative side and what's going on down at the legislature, it feels like they're not in touch often with the day-to-day implications of the changes that they make. And it feels like the rate at which unfunded mandates and additional burdens are placed onto local staff and elected officials seems to be increasing. That could just be perception, but it really feels that way. And especially, as Mr. Hindle noted, in the elections department of the Secretary of State's office, they have basically tripled their staff in the last few years, and are expecting county staffs to keep up with the ever-increasing changes in the systems and the way they're doing things. And so we're not necessarily looking at matching what they're doing. We're trying to keep that balance of not growing faster than we need to. But I certainly can understand with the added pressure and the added responsibilities that are being placed onto local personnel, why it would be needed to have someone who specializes in this area.
Thank you. You are always far more eloquent than I am. Is there any other public comment? Comptroller McCain.
Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller, for the record. I just want to add that, as we've all stated, the county is continually growing. And with that, the types of employees that are coming about now have changed. Gone are the days where we can hire somebody that is willing to wear many hats and be a jack of all trades and do anything in any of the offices. Today's employees want to be specialized, just as we talked about with water and sewer. They don't want to have to go to roads. A district court clerk might not want to do the financial side, or might not have the skills to do the financial side or the election side. As I have worked through the budgets the last few years and worked very closely with all of our departments and HR, we are realizing that this type of employee is changing. So I think gone are the days that we can expect any of our employees to wear many hats and do many jobs within the 8 hours that we ask them to be at work. As well, the county is growing, and one job is more than an 8-hour job in most of our departments. So with that, we have hired and granted many departments additional employees. The clerk treasurer's office has not had an additional employee since clerk treasurer Stevens was here and brought the DMV upstairs. So this is kind of a long overdue position to keep that department running smoothly.
Thank you. All right. I've asked for public comments twice now. I think my commissioners are all tapped out. Vice Chairman Mitchell, are you ready to make a motion?
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve a non-budgeted position in the clerk and treasurer's office with the approximate cost of $38,300 in wages and $35,800 in benefits that may cause an augmentation at the end of this year.
I'll second that motion.
So motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Good luck on the
Thank
job,
you, Commissioners.
Mr.
Thank
Chairman,
you.
Before we close out on this item, just as a point of clarification, the numbers that are given here in wages and in benefits, those are listed as the expected impact for this fiscal year. Is that correct? That is not an annual number that we're looking at?
You are correct. Those numbers are for just the remainder of this year. And again, it's worst case scenario.
Thank you. I appreciate that clarification.
As far as stepping in on this particular item, as you know, if it usually exceeds the budget, we have the number and then not to exceed. In this case, based on all the information that you've been given in your packet, and well, I guess it's not in the packet, but it is in the packet, that the presentation today, it is less than that under any circumstances. So that's why this is approximate, but it is not, it won't exceed this amount is my understanding. Right.
Perfect. So thank you, and D.A. Langer, and I'm not concerned from that perspective. I'm just those of us who are familiar with the different grades and steps and things have a rough approximation of what we're talking about as an annual salary. With this being listed, it didn't explicitly say that this is just what we're anticipating the maximum to be through the end of the year in the title of the item,
right?
Or the motion. And so I just wanted to make sure that we were clear that that's the anticipated impact through the end of the maximum impact through the end of this fiscal year.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner Mitchell. That's because normally when we create a new position, it's during the budget season. So we're just needed to make sure you knew the fiscal impact.
Totally,
this year.
Totally understand. Thank you.
Can we move on? Awesome. Thank you. On to item number 22, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval to authorize Story County staff to enter into an agreement with Construction Materials Engineers, Inc., also known as CME, for construction management of the Lockwood Senior Rebuild project at a cost of $556,005.00. Honey
Coughlin for the record. So county staff went out to request qualifications to select a firm for construction management, special testing and inspection, reporting and other services for the Lockwood Senior Center Rebuild project. Construction Materials Inc., CME, was chosen by the RFQ review committee. CME has submitted their estimate for scope of services, and it should be noted that CME's scope of services is a complement to the services which are already in provision by contract with Loomis and Associates for the design portions of the project. So for comparison, the contract for Loomis and Associates for the design, which included the preliminary architectural report and the environmental report, is $428,000, which is a little more than 8% of the total project cost of $5 million. CME's estimate of $565,000 is a little more than 10% of the total project cost. County staff has reviewed CME's scope of services in conjunction with the contract for services with Loomis to ensure that no duplication of services will occur. And that is the end of my report.
Thank you, honey. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Honey, just for clarification on the summary that you just read there, you said CME's estimate of 565. Is it possible that that's just a couple of those numbers got switched? Because I think we're talking about 556.
That is 100% possible that I switched those numbers and did not notice. And thank you
very good. No problem. Thank you.
So, yeah, 556.
Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve Story County staff to enter into an agreement with Construction Materials Engineers Incorporated, CME, for construction management of the Lockwood Senior Center Rebuild Project at the cost of $556,005.
I'll second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Like with every good TV show, we are going to take a commercial break before the much anticipated scene for today. So I'm going to call a recess. We'll see y'all back here in about 10, 11 minutes.